I think one of the most common requests that I still get is, how do I deal with my negative thoughts? I just want to get rid of them. I can't stand them. They're hurting me. And that's completely understandable. We have over 70,000 thoughts a day streaming through our minds like a giant Netflix. And I wonder which programs you're choosing to focus on, click, and start playing. Which series inside your mind are you finding hard not to binge watch right now? Are you caught up in watching a series where you're watching your negative thoughts about your past or future? Maybe it's a series on intrusive thoughts which can just appear out of nowhere and terrify and confuse you. Or are you trying the series of limiting thoughts about what you can't do and can't have? Or are you focusing on a feature-length episode where there's an inner critic judging you and others around you? Maybe you're watching a voiceover with a teacher's voice, a bully's voice, a mother's voice, a father's voice, or someone else's voice. But it's echoing inside your mind and dictating the way that you experience your reality. I know how hard it is, and this podcast is here to keep reminding you of your potential, what you're capable of. I will always champion that you are so much more than your mind thinks you are, allows you to think you are. Just because it's repeating an old program, I'm here to help undo that and give you the upgrade you need. Because let's be honest, the only thing that's ever holding you back in life are those thoughts, that streaming series that you're playing inside your mind, and they can't even be true. They're just thoughts created by limiting beliefs, imagining a future which doesn't even exist. But why? Well, your mind believes, seriously believes, that these thoughts will help you hold yourself back and limit your life. But why? Because it thinks you need protecting. Ultimately, that's the answer. You need protecting emotionally, maybe physically. And you have to ask yourself, do I need protecting? Am I that frail? Am I that weak? Am I lacking in resilience that I can't handle something that appears to be failure happening in my life? Even though I've grown from failure, even though when things have gone wrong, I might have struggled, but I got past it, as I always have done. Do I need protecting from this? Well, of course, the answer is no. You might want to entertain the idea that life is happening for you, not to you. Helps begin to move you from that victim mindset to being the powerful creator that you are. And say that after me. I'm not the victim. I'm the creator. I am not the victim. I am the creator. But I'm going to need to wake up. I'm going to need to wake up out of this dream state trance and take back my life. Think for a moment. Let's dream a little bigger about your future. What would it be like if you didn't believe the illusions that appeared inside your mind? So here's a little exercise that when I do it, I can just feel the energy surge right through me, changing how I feel in this moment, but also changing how I see the future. And I love to do this with clients online, or if I'm lucky enough, I sometimes get clients come and visit me in my office, which is an absolute honor. It's nice to see someone in person. So the exercise goes like this. Have a go. Think for a moment about what your ideal life would look like. Don't worry about too much about the details. Just begin to cultivate and create your ideal life inside your mind. So some thought joggers, which might help you, are, where are you? Take a good look around if you can and get a sense of, what are you doing in your ideal future? Is there someone with you? Who are you with? How do you look? How awake and alive are you? And how does that feel? Now, don't worry if you find that a little difficult. Keep practicing, though, because you really want to connect to that future. But that's not the most exciting part. I think this part is. So here's a fact. Right now, isn't it true that in front of you lies an infinite number of timelines stretching away into your future? Each decision you make will take you down one of those timelines. And on so many of those timelines, you are living your ideal life. Think about it. How can that not be true? Unless you created something that's not your ideal life, that's not the life you truly want to live, and not something that you just want to live because that's what's been given to you and conditioned into you, then there are timelines stretching in front of you. And on a lot of those, you are living your ideal life. And every decision you make will take you closer to one of those timelines. How does that feel to think that your future, your ideal future, is possible? And what's even more fascinating is that the way that you're even perceiving your future is going to be limited. All of ours are. Because we don't know what we don't know yet. Which means the universe could have even bigger plans for you. Your future have even more amazing experiences, powerful moments, awakening experiences waiting for you. So sometimes on our timelines, we have to be flexible. And my favorite phrase since awakening is, do you know what? I'm just going to see what happens. And there's a freedom with that. I create a project, dip my toe in, have some fun, and without any expectation of where it's going to go, I just get to see what happens. That's what happened with this podcast, by the way. I had no idea it was going to do what it does. And now it's a top 1% global podcast listened to in 160 something countries, and I believe, which for me is something I could never have imagined. But it's happening anyway, isn't it? And I'm just going along with the ride. Think about what that type of mindset would do for you. What would you be experiencing? It's really exciting. I'm excited for you. But what's going to stop you? Well, being asleep. Being trapped in that dream state where you're on an autopilot drifting through life, where you just can't help but believe your thoughts, which have been created by those old programs from your limiting beliefs, that triggering of a nervous system reaction of tension, heart racing, it's not on your stomach. And this keeps you in that dream state where you are so sleepy, you don't even get to question or challenge or point out that what you're thinking can't even be true. You just automatically believe it. I know what that's like. I know what it did to me. But you can get free of that. You really, really can become free of that. But being addicted to your thoughts in this dream state keeps you sleeping. And the dream state isn't your enemy, by the way. Your ego, your mind isn't the enemy. It's just doing what it's always done because that's what it's been conditioned to do. It hasn't been given different options yet. But brilliantly, you're here listening to this. Yet another podcast pointing at you waking up out of that dream state. Because there's a part of you deep inside that is coming to life. Maybe you can feel it. There's an itch you can't quite scratch. That feeling that you're part of something much bigger than yourself. It's beginning to draw you to podcasts, information, teachings, reminding you of what you truly are, and what you're truly capable of when you begin to awaken. Just look around you. The world is mostly asleep. You can see the pain. You can see the hurt being caused by people who are in a dreaming state, dreaming about losing power, dreaming of their trauma, living out their trauma, and living in a dream of fear. Look at the world leaders, the politicians, people in the public eye who are sleeping and living out their conditioned pain for us all to see. Their divisive content, their victim mindsets, constantly blaming everyone else for conspiracies and threats, which really resonates with sleeping populations, also in pain, angry and passionately resonating with the messages from these world leaders and politicians. And it creates more division, more pain, them versus us. I'm right, they're wrong. And it goes on and on and on. And so can you feel, can you get a sense of the pressure points building around the world as the dream state becomes too painful to live within? And one thing for sure is that when people feel enough pain, they begin to look for ways to ease that pain, to seek the truth, and finally realize that they have been caught up in traps of the mind, sending them to sleep. For the world to change, people have to begin waking up. Waking up to their truth and free themselves from their own conditioned mind, which is trying to stay relevant through keeping them dreaming. It's just an out-of-date program begging to be upgraded. You love an upgrade, right? Now it's your turn. Because you do have to begin with yourself. There is an awakening movement happening. And again, you may have noticed yourself being drawn to content appearing for you to begin to explore your truth. What is your truth? So every time you experience a bit of anxiety, stress, being drawn into that dream state, that's a reminder, an opportunity to begin to wake up, to upgrade. It's your wake-up call, because you'll begin to hopefully look for ways to be free of your pain, free from the illusions of your mind. And you might go to therapy. You might try lots of healing modalities, but don't get caught up in a trap of just trying to dream a better dream to feel safe. Because at some point in time, there will be another calling to wake up, and that will involve more pain. I love this quote because it now means something more to me than it ever has. And it's something that Jesus apparently once said. And he said, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And ultimately, that thing inside of you that wants to be part of something bigger, that knows that you're so much more, if you were to think about it, ultimately, you're trying to set yourself free. You've been imprisoned in this dream state. And it's time to wake up. So I'm going to be holding, to help people who are interested, a few different types of groups this year. There's going to be an anxiety group, focusing on helping people break free of their anxiety and become anxiety free. And there's also going to be an awakening inner circle. If you're interested, contact me via the links in the show notes. And we'll get back to you with the details. Really excited about this. It's probably the biggest thing that I've ever done. But more and more people are struggling with anxiety. It's really becoming an epidemic. They're struggling with stress and burnout, ill health. And I believe that this is all part and parcel of moving people to a point of pain to help them begin to wake up. If that sounds like you, then please do contact me and I'll look forward to hearing from you. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Wonderful to talk about. Hope it's resonating with you. Hope you take some action. And I hope you have a wonderful, peaceful, and present day.